philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Okay, so there is a lot of construction noise going on around me. You may hear some banging in the background and talking and machinery, but I just want to record it while it is fresh in my mind. I've been having a lot of conversations lately about human design and a lot of questions and some interesting topics and ideas. Now, on Instagram and actually also in my last podcast episode, I asked if people had some ideas of topics they would like me to explore. Things that they thought that I might have an interesting perspective on that they'd like to hear. And one of the topics was confidence. It came from Jandy, who I've known for like 30 years, I think. God, that's scary. And she actually, I had an online magazine called Think Beautiful back 10 years ago. And she, I used to have this like segment called the Think Beautiful Guinea Pig. And so I would throw a challenge to her each week and she would take that challenge on and write about it. She was going through some big life stuff at the time. Anyway, so she asked me to speak on confidence. And this is something that has actually come up a lot this week in different ways. And so I thought I would bust this one open a bit. Okay, so firstly, I want to say that I feel sometimes I'm seen as a confident person on the outside, but that is never really how I feel. It's rare that I feel confident in who I am, confident in what I know, confident in anything. I truly believe that confidence is a byproduct of experience, right? So the more experience you have in something, the more confident you are. And the reason that you're more confident is because you have the experience, right? So you know that that something is correct because you've trialed it out. Now, this episode, I'm going to be talking a lot about human design because this does play into that. For me, as a 1-3, which means that, you know, the first line is all about foundations. It's all about the investigator getting to the bottom of things. That's me, right? Like, I do have to have a really, really solid understanding of something before I'll start sharing it. And so that's why it's taken me, well, it took me 2 years to start talking about human design at all, because I was so afraid that I didn't have the foundations, enough of the foundations. And now 4 years on, I feel like I'm still learning. I don't feel particularly confident or like I know the most, which is often a way that I... You know, that's really a way that I feel like it's this immeasurable yardstick that I measure myself against. Like, do I know the most? And then if I know the most, then I can be confident in it. But I'm never really going to know the most, you know. And even if I do, I'm not going to know that I know the most. So it comes – like, it took me years to really own that I could help people with audio and podcasting. You know, like I remember going to, I've spoken about this before, I'm sure, but I remember going to ProBlogger and being asked to speak there in 2015, around then. And I was so afraid to do it. Must have been 17. Even though I had run Radcasters and had hundreds of people go through that course, I still thought, oh my God, I'm going to get up there. I knew there were some ABC journalists in the audience and I was so worried that someone would point out that I didn't know something and then that would ruin all my credibility. Like, that's a real first line kind of thing, right? But I'm just saying here that for me, having that really foundational, solid knowledge is important. And that is something that builds my confidence personally. But then I also have the third line, and the third line is the martyr. And the martyr is all about testing theories. It's all about experimentation. It's all about, making sure things work, right? Like really testing out the theories. And so as a third line, you can have a lot of shit around being a failure because you've tested so many theories. And of course, when you're testing theories, you're going to work out what doesn't work. But it's through working out what doesn't work that you work out what does, right? So not only do I have to have a solid foundational understanding, I have to have enough experimentation and evidence that suggests that I do know which approach is going to work. And that's my nature. When I have those two things, when I have a foundational understanding and then I have the experience, that is what builds confidence in me. And I think confidence is different. And that's what I mean when it's like confidence it isn't, it's not a prerequisite. It's something that is gained through experience. Once you feel more experienced in something or more comfortable in it, then you naturally feel more confident. So there's that aspect of confidence, which is showing up. Really, what I guess I'm saying there is it's showing up with being confident in what you know and what you can bring. And I'm thinking about human design too, in that I have an undefined heart. And that undefined heart combined with a undefined head and ajna, those two, that combo can really fuck with confidence, because my open head and ajna is never certain of anything. It wants to know all the answers. It wants to make sure it has everyone else's answers all covered. It wants to be able to answer all the questions, and it wants to cling to some kind of certainty, some kind of knowing, but it's never really available. And then you have the open heart or the undefined heart, which is never really knowing your value. You know, it's like this inadequacy that lives within you when you have an undefined heart, always trying to prove your knowledge, prove yourself, prove that you're, you know, whatever. And so that's how, you know, for me, I feel like I never feel confident. I never consistently feel confident. There are times and areas where I feel confident in things, but mostly that's due to having gathered enough knowledge and experience in something to feel as certain as I can. So there's that aspect of confidence, which really comes down to, you know, knowing and experience. So if I dig even deeper into that idea, really it feels like underneath it, there's this piece around security, right? Like feeling secure in who you are, feeling secure in that you know enough, feeling secure in that you have enough experience. There's this real security. And when it comes to human design, that can really be a big piece for first and third lines like myself, right? Because number one, the first line is about foundations. It's about having a really deep understanding of something, a foundational knowledge. And that helps us to feel secure, which helps us to feel confident. And the third line too, right? Like the third line is very experiential and experimental. So often have tried a lot of things and they haven't worked, and that can affect your confidence in things, right? So I feel like what that's all about is really feeling secure, having a sense of security in who you are, you know, what you know and what you've experienced. And that's really interesting, right? Because then I feel like, I guess it depends on what our version of confidence is, but if it is about security, that security really comes through experience. And so, like I said before, confidence then becomes a byproduct of experience. And then you can go into things knowing that you don't actually need confidence. Confidence will come once you've had the experience, which can be really comfortable and leave us vulnerable, you know. So I feel like vulnerability and security are really intrinsically linked into feelings of confidence. And then there's the social aspects of confidence, appearing confident. And this is a really interesting one, because it's something that I very rarely experience. And I think there's part of this, again, in my human design, which is being a projector. Unless I'm recognized, like if I feel very recognized, there's this sense of belonging, and then a natural confidence comes out because I'm recognized. I feel people see me, And then I feel more confident. So there are certain social circumstances where I feel there's a deep recognition and then I'll feel really confident. When I don't feel that, I mean, I don't put myself in situations these days where I don't feel recognition. So I don't experience that so much, but I did used to. I always felt like I was a black sheep. I never fit in. I felt socially awkward, but that's not how the world experienced me. So there's a few things that I'm saying here, but one of them is how you feel and how you are seen are two different things. You can feel completely inadequate and yet the world won't see you in that light. It's like there's this inner world and then there's this outer world. And in human design, we also have that. We have the conscious and the unconscious. We have what's in the red and what's in the black. So what's in the red is pre your birth. And that sometimes is unconscious, but it's also how the other experiences us. And then we have the black, and the black is stuff in our chart that we probably really resonate with because it's conscious. It's how we see ourselves. So there's how we see ourselves and then there's how the world experiences us. And they're two different things, right? There's inner world and outer world. And that shows up in our human design too, but it shows up in our experience every day in life. How others see us is not how we see ourselves. We don't need to feel confident in order to appear confident. And this is really interesting because I was having a conversation with someone who had said that, they weren't coming to a social group setting because they were really in the thick of depression and they didn't feel like, you know, like they could show up. They weren't feeling inside themselves or confident. And it took me back to my own experience with depression and anxiety and how when that happens, it's almost like there's – because I had always seen this particular person as a very confident, outgoing person. You know, they show up, they're like really happy and seem to be really kind of like, yeah, confident and out there. And so I had just assumed that person kind of had their shit together. When I say shit together – I don't even know what that fucking means, to be honest. No one has their shit together. But you know what I mean? Like just they seemed from a societal perspective and they seemed extroverted. And extroverted people often appear to be more confident and more comfortable in social settings. But again, that's how it looks. It's not how it feels to the individual. And from my experience with depression, I really know that sometimes when we're moving through something traumatic emotionally, when we are particularly when we're having mental health challenges, experiencing depression and anxiety, we can sometimes overcompensate, right? Because when we're in a depression, it feels like there is still a stigma around mental illness. So there is this invisible pressure to appear like you have your shit more together than you do. Put on the social graces, you know, show up and like razzle dazzle them or something so that they can't see what's actually really going on. So there's this like overcompensation that sometimes happens when we're having some kind of mental health challenge. When we do show up, we feel like we have to bring something extra. So we're a little bit more out there. You know, some of the most out there people I know, highly anxious. And it's that anxious energy. I think about anxiety and I think about this like buzz, you know, like this energy that's like not expressing itself. So it's like building up inside of us. And like, that's what it feels like. Anxiety feels like to me is sometimes is this like energy that's trapped inside us, like this nervous energy. And then when we get into a social situation, it comes out often by like overcompensating, taking up more space than we normally would, talking, blah, 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 you know, like not knowing how to be more succinct, kind of like becoming insecure, like in our, you know, in our expression. And so we're driving home a point five or six times because we want to make sure it lands because we're anxious that we're not meeting people's expectations. You know, there's this like, this real heightened energy to anxiety. And so often that can present as also to some being You know, having a lot of energy, being really extroverted, being really chatty. But that doesn't actually mean that the person is confident. It can sometimes be a way of them coping with the anxiety that they're experiencing. So I guess what I'm saying here is that confidence is really like, what is it? What is confidence? What would it mean to be confident? Does that mean being free of anxiety? Does it mean feeling comfortable in a situation? Does it mean, is it more external than that? Is it about how you're experienced by others? Is it about appearing confident? Is it about feeling resourced? Is it about having enough information and experience to feel like you know that you've got this? Like, what is the confidence thing? And I think that's the thing worth asking ourselves, right? Is confidence something that, because let's be honest, confidence and success are not, they're not interlinked. I know some very unconfident people. Is that a word? Unconfident? Very people who feel completely inadequate and have huge amounts of external success. Those two things are not connected. You don't need to feel confident in order to have success. You can feel completely inadequate and be, a capitalist, fucking gun. you can be really successful in this capitalist society and feel completely inadequate. Worthiness and money don't go together, even though a lot of people would have you believe that. It's not the case. You don't have to feel worthy in order to make money. Those two are not. We need to break that tie. That doesn't exist. Being confident isn't the only way to have success. I think it really comes down to diving into, what does confidence mean to you? What is it that you think you're lacking? What is it that, what is it that you think you're lacking and you would feel more confident if you had? Like I said, is that this like feeling of belonging? Is it this feeling of recognition? Is it this feeling of knowing you've got this because you've got a bunch of experience and knowledge behind you in that area? Is it, what is it that you're actually seeking? Is it that like somebody looking at you sees confidence? Like, what is it that, how do you see confidence? What makes up your version of confidence? And where's the missing piece here for you? Yeah, because I sometimes think confidence is just such an arbitrary, like it just means so many different things. So it's worthwhile unpacking to figure out what it actually means to you, so you can see what the piece is that you're missing, so that then we can really start to look at breaking down the story as to why you think confidence is connected to other things. You know, because this is the thing, confidence, what is confidence connected to? Is it connected to a strong sense of self? Is it connected to being loud and bold and out there? What is it actually connected to? And then we can start to break down how you would build up confidence. Because then we know how to do that, right? Because if it is just being bold and out there, you can be bold and out there and anxious as fuck. In fact, so many people are. So many bold people are super anxious and overcompensating, right? So like, yeah, figure out what the confidence actually means to you, what it is you feel you're lacking, and then let's dig into that. Let's dig into those specifics. What is it you're missing? And do you actually need it? And do you already have it? Because when I break down confidence, sometimes I feel like I have none of it, and other times I do feel confident. But I think for the most part, confidence is this illusion. It's this illusion that other people have their shit together and you don't. And that's just not accurate. So that's my thoughts on confidence. I may have more to add, so this may not be the end of the episode, or it might be if this is all that comes through. Anyway, that's it for me. If you've got a topic you'd like me to explore, hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at Carlosophies, or drop me an email via my website, which is carlinimmo.com. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Would love to hear your feedback. Until next time, peace out. Carlosophies, I'm Carlinimmo.